like to keep up to date on all the pop culture happenings? Do you want to get all the nerdy news for the day in the morning? Then you're at the right channel. I am Troy Stegner with Zia Comics Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm about to bring you all the nerdy news that is fit to know. First, let me share my screen and shrink myself down. Nobody cares about seeing me. So I'll put myself down there in the corner. And we will... Did I do that? Yep, you should be able to see my screen. Let's just get started. All right, we are starting off with collectibles. Spider-Man Legendary Scale Figure, as you can see here from Sideshow. It is pre-order. Actually, it's RSVP. It's not even pre-ordered yet. Legendary Scale, if you're not sure about that, Sideshow has the typical sizes. You have 1/6 scale, which is what it says, 1/6 normal size. So if the person is 6 foot tall, 1/6 scale will be 12 inches, 1 foot. Then you have premium format, which is typically 1/4 scale, a quarter scale. And then you jump up into the legendary scale. Legendary is half size. So whatever this dude is, if he was a 6 foot tall person, his statue would be 3 feet tall. So this Spider-Man statue is going to be, I'm guessing, over 3 foot tall. It's going to be a big one. It goes on pre-order Thursday, September 27th. That's this Thursday between noon and 3. It is just a massive piece. Looks like they're going to limit it to 275 pieces. Let's look at the video here of what Sideshow put out for this. Oh, that's pretty disgusting looking, actually. The iconic hero. Yeah, get to it. Okay, this is just a video of them making it. So you see behind the scenes a little bit. They just, I'm guessing this is the prototype. Yeah, now they're claying it up. It's a long process. That's why these things are, and they're so detailed, that's why these things are so expensive. Now you can see it starting to take shape. Okay, I guess melting it for the smoothness. Now we're getting basically the final prototype. This is, if you ever get a Sideshow statue, that's pretty much how they go together. They have magnets in those connection pieces to hold them in place. It's stronger than what you would think. The earth magnets hold them pretty well. Sideshow always ships, they don't ship them in one big piece. They always do it that way. So there we go. That's the, like I said, limited edition, 275 pieces when it comes out on Thursday. Another Sideshow piece, the Justice League fine art print. At first glance, I thought this was an Alex Ross print. It's just that detailed. It's photorealistic. You can see, you know, pretty much all the members. It looks like you can get a chance to win it for free. You can enter there. You got, you know, Martian Manhunter, Hawkgirl, Red Tornado, John Stewart, Green Lantern, Zatanna, Power Girl, Cyborg, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and The Flash. All the main players in the Justice League. And it is going to be hand-signed by Paolo Rivera. Limited to 300 pieces. That's a really short run. It's going up on pre-order Friday, this Friday. You'll get it framed if you buy it on pre-order. Here, you know, it's framed and matted and signed, as you can see. Any left over after the pre-orders, you can purchase unframed. But man, that is just it's an amazing piece. And I'm guessing if it's signed, it's going to come with a certificate to prove that it was signed by who it said. So only available at Sideshow, limited edition, 300 pieces. You might want to jump on that if you're a Justice League fan. A house with a clock in its walls. Let's jump over to movies. This movie took over the box office this weekend on opening weekend. Just short of $27 million at the box office, which is pretty good. That's nothing to sneeze at. Like I said, it took over the first spot. Simple Favor moved up from third to second, as you can see here. The Nun, the horror film, fell to third. Still pulled in $10 million. Not bad. Predator took a big jump from first to fourth. Crazy Rich Asians still holding on to the top five there. It's right at fifth place. It's a good movie. I actually watched it. It's a good chick flick to take your date to, but it had enough humor in it that it wasn't entirely a Kleenex and crying type game. Sony's White Boy Rick went from fourth to sixth. So far, that's been it's based on a true story, supposedly. It has been disappointing at the box office, though. Sony has to be taking that one in the shorts. I actually watched House with a Clock in Its Walls yesterday. They're touting it as Universal's answer to Harry Potter. I was underwhelmed. It wasn't a bad movie, but it's not one that I would really care to see a whole series based on. And that's saying a lot because I am a huge Jack Black fan. He did really well. It's just the story. There was really no, for me, there was no climax. There was no surprise. There was no aha moment. It was just kind of, hey, look at these cool CGI effects we got for our magic. And then the story's over. I mean, it was really predictable for me the whole way through. Obviously, I must be in the minority. It made almost $27 million. We'll see if it holds onto that spot next week. And if it does, then we know that I am just a bad judge of movies. Some sad news here. Al Matthews, he was in Aliens and Superman 3, died at age 75 in his home in Spain. You know him as Sergeant Apone in Aliens. You know, he was the one that was in charge. He gave him the Marines pep talk. he was the only one in that movie that was actually a Marine. So he kind of helped train the rest of them up on how to act like Marines and appear as Marines. So much so that I guess they were a little upset that that James Cameron didn't cast him in a bigger role, because if you remember right, he didn't last in the movie very long. So Al Matthews, he went on to star in some other movies. He was a DJ over in England also, right here. He was the first black disc jockey on Britain's Radio 1. He did some voice work on the video game Alien. I think that's supposed to be Colonial Marines. So yeah, these guys are bad at spelling. I don't believe it's Colonel Marines. I believe it's Colonial Marines. We'll see. I could be wrong. Yeah, he passed away, age 75. Great acting career. Rest in peace, Mr. Matthews. Let's jump over to the comics. Avengers, they have a new base of operations. Spoilers, if you don't want to know this, Avengers number 8, this is spoilers for that issue. You guys watched, I'm sure, by now, Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie. You saw the floating celestial head out in space called Nowhere that they used. It was a kind of a way station for pirates and smugglers and all manner of ne'er-do-goods. And they were using it. They were mining all the minerals and spinal fluid and everything out of that Nowhere's body. It was a dead celestial body floating in space. If you read Avengers when Jason Aaron took over the number one there, you saw the progenitor, which was the crazy messed up celestial that came to Earth. The Avengers from 1 million BC took him out. You know, it was Odinson and the original Ghost Rider on the Flaming Woolly Mammoth, and a bunch of other the 1 million BC Avengers characters. They took him out, and instead of, you know, like I've said this before, they wanted to get rid of it, throw it up on the moon, get it off of Earth. Odin's like, no, we'll just leave it here and bury it. Genius move, Odin. The Celestials came back and, you know, they dug this old Celestial up and kind of unleashed it. I shouldn't say unleashed because it's still dead. They took it up to the North Pole and to kind of hide it. And T'Challa's there with all his Wakandan scientists. They are basically using it like the one in space, the Celestial in space. They are mining all the important minerals and other things, fluids, whatever they can get out of this thing. But in the meantime, they're also turning it into a habitable structure, kind of like they did it in Nowhere. You know, they're making rooms, and the spinal column has actually got an elevator in it now. And the Avengers are moving into it as their new base of operations. And you can kind of see it here. You know, they're calling it Avengers Mountain. You know, you got the Celestial here, his arms outstretched. I foresee bad things happening. If the Celestials come back and this thing's not completely dead, what's going to happen? I don't know. I could be wrong. Otherwise, it's a pretty cool base of operations. They are mining, T'Challa's mining stuff out of there that they need. The Avengers have a new home up at the North Pole inside the Progenitor. They're calling it Avengers Mountain. Okay, Rob, Eric, you know, most people who know about Deadpool know that Rob Liefeld created Deadpool along with Cable, Domino, and a couple other characters. Deadpool is not how, when he was first created, he's not how he is now. He was kind of a throwaway assassin character. In fact, I believe he got his butt handed to him by Teen Titans, and it wasn't until later a different writer kind of made him the jokester, fourth wall breaking character he is now. So yes, Rob Liefeld created him, but he is not the one who gave him the popular personality he has. Deadpool, actually I should say X-Men. Rob Liefeld reported at a Wizard World comic panel. Marvel has approached him to do a huge X-Men crossover for 2019. I guess he's writing the story also. I don't know if he's doing the artwork for it. If he is, the common knock against him is he can't draw feet and none of his weapons have straight lines and weapons are oversized. Pouches where pouches shouldn't be, as you can see on the Deadpool picture here. They're just everywhere. What's holding them up? I don't know. But there's no denying the fact that Liefeld did create these characters. A lot of them are the same as when he created them, like Cable and Domino. Very popular characters. He sold a ton of comics back in the 90s with these characters. And he had a long run on X-Force also. So he's had a pretty big impact on comics. Marvel's bringing him in to do a big X-Men crossover. He's kind of mum on all the specifics. He can't. I'm sure he's, you know, sworn to secrecy. He can't really tell a lot about what's going to be going on. But supposedly it's going to. He gave, like it says here, an aggressive proposal. He can't say what it involves, but it's got a lot of new stuff. Whatever new stuff is, I don't know. That's very vague. So we will see in 2019. A huge X-Men crossover story, according to Rob Liefeld, for Marvel. Marvel's also... Disney owns Marvel, Disney owns Star Wars, Disney owns Pixar. Disney owns the world. Marvel will be taking part in Star Wars Reads with free comic books. This Star Wars Reads Day has been going on for a few years. It hasn't, you know, picked up the popularity of, say, Free Comic Book Day or Halloween Comic Fest, but it's getting up there. Marvel is really, I guess this year, starting to back it heavy. They're going to be offering a free comic book anthology of reprinted material for October's annual Star Wars Reads event. So they're going to be collecting previews from Han Solo Imperial Cadet, Star Wars 56, Star Wars Age of Republic, Darth Maul 1, Star Wars Age of Republic, Qui-Gon. So the Darth Maul and Qui-Gon are one-shots, giving you a little backstory on those characters. Star Wars number 56 is the number 56 in that ongoing series. Han Solo Imperial Cadet number 1, that's I just heard about that one. It's following, he was an Imperial Cadet pilot. As you, if you watched the movie, you saw. But he got either kicked out or he bombed out, one or the other, probably for not following rules, because that's what Han Solo does. You can go to your participating local comic book store and you should be able to pick up one of these free Marvel Star Wars Reads previews. most stores should be getting a free bundle, and I believe the stores can buy additional bundles after that to give away. Call ahead to your local comic book store and see if they are going to participate in Star Wars Reads Day. Alrighty, guys, that was the last article. Like I said, it's a kind of a slow news day for nerdy stuff. Too big. That is all I got for you. I will be back tomorrow with more nerdy news to get you through your Tuesday. But until then, later, nerds.